Okay. Let's go. Okay. Yeah. Let's go. This is very complicated, very confusing, because he says, "V'ein roi limnois kol chelik v'chelik." I think we finished basically the four types of karbonos, and we're basically up to the next step. "V'ein roi limnois kol chelik v'chelik v'chelke hamalacha or michelke hamaisa, whatever you're going to call it, b'mitzvah." Of a mitzvah, ela im shom. What do you have there?
Hayusham.
Hayusham. No, because this is probably the original text from them. Im hayusham, hayusham. No, this is what he called. This is what I have here is Rav Chaim Heller. Im shom hayusham tzivuyin kolim mina kabonus kulon. Lo yisyachdu b'min zulas min mehem. She'oz lo yishim nekol tzivui mehem l'mitzvahis b'pnei atzmoy. L'fi she'eno oz chelik b'chelki ha'malocha kol b'mesuyim v'zeh k'mo... Okay, now I have to understand what this is. And I want to tell you two possibilities, okay? And we'll go into them. And then he has four cases. His hero mehakriv ba'amum. Okay. Oh, these are the ones that are called kabbalah. Ba'amum. Oh, tziv sochiye tomim. That's the asay in the loisa say about mum and tomim. V'tziv sochiye bilti mechusa zman. V'hu amroi umiyoyim hashmini v'holo yeirotze. There's only an asay. There's no asay mechusa. There's no lois hasem uchuses man. Okay. V'tzimtzu shiim loich kol korban. V'omu al kol korban t'chachamel. V'zu me'ashbisoi. Ki omu v'lei sashbis. V'tzimtzu lechol mashiochu mimenu. Shekol, and he doesn't say where the tzivui is exactly. And he's called echol me'elu ha'tzivuyim im mitzvah v'ne'atzvuk yehem. Ein mehem gam echod. Mechelik Melechis HaKorban Miyuchod Avo Tzivui and Koil and Kol Korban Kmo Shidivai Bim Noisa Isa. Okay, so
this is a very complicated thing because you have to work out what actually he's saying, you have to try to make sense of it, and you have to see how it fits into the four different cases that he has. Okay? The question is, what's the scoop over here? Okay. If you remember, we didn't understand really why you need all the mini korbanos. Because l'cheira, if it doesn't fit into a teiras of one, or it's more than one, so where are you going to put it? Okay? That's what we're wondering about. So what's the problem? It could be a chelik. You know, either it's a chelik of the teiras, or it's a separate mitzvah, you know. And we had issues of whether, for example, mum. The question is, what's all the korbanos? Is it all the four types of korbanos? Okay, does it include eifes? Because the Rambam Nakdama Tzvachim includes eifes under the four categories. Even though you have no clue over here in the Sheirish where he's including eifes. Correct? But in Mishneh Torah clearly includes eifes because he puts chatas eif at the end of the mitzvah, in Mishneh Torah, in Ma'aseh Karbonos, at the end of Chatos, and he puts Oilos Oif at the end of Oilos. So when you ask about Mum, there's no Mum in Oifus. So what are we talking about? Are we including Menachos? So that's what we're talking about. Mechusas Man, you know, doesn't apply. What are we told? You know, what's going on? And on the other hand, you have a mitzvah called Achilas. Achilas Kochim. And you have a separate mitzvah called Achilas Menachis. Look at Peches and Peites. In Minyan HaMitzvah, in the Aseh. Peches is Achilas Menachis. And Peites is Achilas Kochim. So the question is, you know, how serious is it and how important is it that it's all Kabbalahs? And what are all Kabbalahs? All Kabbalahs, all the Behemoths, all the Eifers, and all the Kluz Menachis. Because on the other hand, you would assume the Kol Kabbalahs assumes everything, but he's going to have a separate discussion about Menachis later. So more Kabbalahs doesn't include Menachis. Okay? So that's what we're up against. Okay? So we go through each one of them, but the question is, you can talk about, in terms of Miyom HaShmini V'Hol or Lo Yirotzeh, okay? So the Rambam strangely, Nisui Yizbeach, compares Teirim B'nei Yoina, that it's before, that it's Teirim, he compares it to Mechus Zman. So is that serious? Is that important over here? Okay. Mumim, there are no mumim in Oifers, but the question is, when the Oif is Mechusa Eva, is it like a Baal Mum? Is it not like a Baal Mum? The question is, are you going to try to get this in what's happening? Okay. That's one way of doing it, and there's a lot of work that you have to do, okay? And I can discuss and go through each one if you want. And another way which occurred to me is maybe this all Kabbonis is not serious, okay? The problem becomes, you see, if the Torah mentions it in the Teres Chatos, the Teres Oilo, the default option should be that it's part of Chatos and part of Oilo. Okay? So then you ask yourself, if it's mentioned in Chatos and Oshem and Oilo, you know, where exactly? And if it's mentioned in all of them, so maybe you should start thinking that maybe it's mentioned in all of them, it's not really part of Teres of anything. But if the Etzem Mitzvah is not mentioned in Teiras, so then you have no problem that it's a separate mitzvah.
Why doesn't he say that?
I understand. The question is, that would have been, see, I asked myself if I would have been, see, I started like that, and that, L'Chayre, is really trying to set up the Chelik of this Maisa. So if it's not B'chlal a Chelik of this Maisa, so the question is, could you imagine Mechus Zman being a chelik of Chatos, a chelik of Oshem? What does that have to do? See, do you need this Nogei B'chol HaKobonis? Or, okay, because there's a separate parasha of Mechus Zman. Correct? And we'll see it, it's a separate parasha of Mechus Zman. It was never mentioned in the Teres of anything. So you assume it's part of a Teres. And it's not, because the Rambam says that in the Teiras it's Bir Eches HaMaisa. It's Chelke HaMitzvahs, because the Teirah in the Teiras is telling you what the Mitzvah is all about. But if the Teirah tells you something in the middle of nowhere, which has nothing at all to do with the Teiras any particular Korban, so shouldn't the default option be to assume a priori that it's a separate Mitzvah? Without any frills.
You're saying he made something easy difficult.
I'm not sure if he actually means it, or he might mean it for something which is actually mentioned in the parasha of the Teres, which actually applies to Kol HaKabbonis. Okay? In that case, okay, happens to be two cases which I found, okay? I started going through Chumash today and playing around this one, how it works. I mean, I just thought that there are two logical ways of doing this, okay? And I thought if I did it only one way, I'm missing the boat, okay? So what I came up with, okay, the lav of mum is something that mentioned the teres of anything, okay? Okay? Mechus zman is not mentioned the teres of anything, okay? Achilles kochim is found in miluyim, which is an amazing thing. The assay was referred to Kochi Shah, and the Rambam has no problem mentioning mitzvah deres. Okay? But it is what it is. So I would have told you that all those that are not fundamentally have anything to do with the teres, so if you can't put in the teres, it should be a separate mitzvah. You have to put in the category of chelke mechelke mitzvah, or you make it a separate. A tzivui in the Torah has to be a mitzvah. So you have to find an address for it. Either it's chelke mechelke mitzvah, or it's not. If it's not, it's a separate mitzvah. Okay? So all I thought is that if something which applies to all the four kabbalahs, which you have a problem with teres this and teres that, so the question is, you put a teres of everything, or the fact that it applies to all of them, so then you begin to ask, you know, what to do, and that's what you need the school for. That's what I was wondering about. So what I found is, there are two cases, then there are problems, okay? Tumim, if you look in every single korban of the four, the Torah talks about tumim.
And then,
it says Tomim. It talks about Oila Tomim. Look at the Chitav of Tomim. And it talks about Oila in Boko and in Tsoin. And it talks about Koy Moshiach in Chatos and in Chatos Nosi. And it talks about Asher Milos. And you found in Shlomim in the Parsha. So your mamish have it in all the four. However, there's a separate here. There's a separate pasuk in the Torah, in the Parsha of Mum, that Tom Tiyeh Lachem, that Korbanos require Tomim, completely independent of the Parsha. So I would tell you that's the assay. And also, maybe you don't need it, or maybe you can start thinking about it because it mentions Tomim all over. Okay? Okay? And you have the issue of Tomim also, and the Gemara discusses it, and you could have applied it to Menachos also, because the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs also talks to them in the Asay of Tomim. He talks about it by Menachos, and the Gemara talks about Menachos. If there's an issue of Bumum in Menachos, okay. So you know you have room to move here and there, but there's a separate Asay, and it applies to all Kabbalah. So you're okay then, okay. And if you also have some Shkupa, then you're also okay, correct? The problem becomes in our Kol Kabbon Chatak of Melech, but it's a very interesting problem. Because where does the Torah say Al Kol Korban Chatak of Melech? In the middle of the Torah's Menachos. So then it becomes very confusing. On one hand, it says Al Kol Korban Chatak of Melech, and Lo Sashpis Bris Melech Me'al Korban Echo. On the other hand, it's in the Torah's Menachos. So then you have the rule of thumb. If it's something which applies to all korbanos, then you shouldn't say that they do teiras, and it's a separate mitzvah, and Shalom HaYisrael. And that's something which is mistaper. Which if I would have asked you, you would have said, yes, that's the proper approach.
You don't need this whole svar.
No, you do need it. You need it to svar. You need the svar. See, the problem is, the Rambam is overplaying his new theory that it applies to all korbanos. If it's needed in a case where that mitzvah is in the teras, so the only issue is maybe tamim, you have to ask yourself, and also in terms of our kol korban chatak melech and the lav, okay? But he mentions it by more. But those, then you have to ask yourself what you would have done had you not had this principle. That's what bothers me.
he seems to be going towards the first approach, which I mentioned, okay? That it's really serious, you need all korbanos. But you don't even know what you're talking about. That's the problem. And you don't know what kol korbanos are. That's where I'm standing, okay? And I can go through the discussion, you see, that's what I'm just nervous about. I'm not sure if we should come to conclusion that it's really one of these two, or play both of them out, okay? So at the moment, okay, I did play both of them out. I did play both of them out. I'm just wondering, since I'm not sure, you know, you see, last week I left it that I was talking about an option that it has to be for some reason in all korbanos, okay? So I said I don't understand the svara, okay? Because l'chayr is either chelik or it's in all korbanos, one or two. But now I'm even more disturbed about the issue. Because if you can't fit in the teres korbanos, it has to be a mitzvah. So what do you need a svara for? It should be a separate mitzvah. Okay? That's my problem here. Okay? Now, I want to just point out to you, and we're going to deal with this later, Lineda, okay? Let's just do with each thing by itself, okay? It's clear, first of all, that it's the Pasha of Mincha, that it's Al Korban Chotak of Melech. Because look at the Minyan HaKotzer, what is the Mitzvah of Mincha? We see Tak of Mincha, that's where the Pashas are. So that's very clear. That's very clear. So there's nothing to talk about, correct? Okay. So in that Pasha, it says Al Korban Chotak of Melech. But it doesn't say that min chos timlach. It talks about min chos. It talks about melicha by menoches. And in fact, and we'll talk about this later. If you look later in the Teres HaMincha, one of the cases, the chelke mitzvah, is melicha. So comes that amazing thing.
It's the paradigm for everything else.
Yeah, it does this. So Briskerov says, okay. See, I'm not sure now it's necessary. Briskerov says, and Bli Neder will deal with it when we get to the place over there, that there's a separate din, Melicha in Melech, of and beyond the din Melicha by Menoches. Okay? So therefore it could be Chalkei HaMitzvah also. And then L'chayra is Mesabe, okay? So, okay, and he says that Melichim Menoches Likuva. It's a new Aloch, and he has Rais, whatever it is. See, I'm just wondering, if you assume Al Korban Chotak of Melech doesn't include Mincha, then it's not a repeat. There are two things going on in the parasha. There are two things going on in the parasha. There's one thing, just an aside, the Torah mentions that this din applies to all korbanos, and that's a separate mitzvah. And then there's a din of chelke mitzvah menoches. Okay? Briskerov assumes that our korban applies to all korbanos. And I assume also Menoches. Okay. So then you have a problem. So what does Ram call Chelke Mitzvah by Mincha? So he's Machadish is a separate din, Melicha by Mincha and Shalom HaYisrael. Okay? But we know ourselves anyway that he's ready to say that all Korbanos don't include Mincha because he has a separate, he has an assay of Achila by Korbanos. And a separate assay of achila by Menoches. I want to show you something. Open up to Peches. Just to give you an idea of what's happening over here. You read it out loud?
And you notice, you see, I'll tell you something, which I'm confused about, but I don't know if I have to have the answer, okay? You notice that before you go to Peches, go to Samach Aleph, Samach Beis, Samach Aleph, Samach Beis, and Samach Gimel. Okay, you say, what's Samach Gimel in the essays?
Maisa Kerbon.
Maisa what?
Kerbon.
Kerbon, that's right. Samach Gimel is Oilo. Samach Dalet is Chatos. Samach Hey is Oshom. Samach Vov is Shlomim. And Samach Zayin is Menachos. Correct? Okay, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So that started, what? What was that? What was the first one? Samach what?
Samach Gimel.
Samach Gimel. What's Samach? Samach? Samach Aleph and Samach Beis? What? Mechusas man? All the four that apply to all kabbonis that are not part of the teras, but only three of the four.
Tamim.
Melach. Okay, he counts. Isn't that interesting? He counts all three of them there. So he's saying these are the ones that apply to all kabbonis, not the teras, and these are the teras. Okay. Then he sticks in the middle of nowhere. Achila. And Achila by Menachos and Peches before he talks about the Achila in all Korbanos, which is Peites. Okay? Now, both Peches and Peites, at this point, just an organizational thing. It's clear that he has a reason for it because it's so out of character that to put three out of four and all of a sudden this one in the middle of nowhere. Okay? Okay. Now, correct? Is that a reasonable observation? Okay, now I'm going on. One second. Now we're getting Peches, okay? He starts with Peches. What's Peches? What does he say? You want me to read it? Whatever you like. Matzos. Okay, good. Now, let me ask you a question. He quotes the Pasuk in Parshat Tzav, from the Seirah Mimenu, right? It's talking about when you mark of the Kohanim, the Shiraim, Anecha l'Kohanim, correct? Now, a priori, shouldn't you have assumed that this is part of Teres HaMincha? Because it's in the Parshat Tzav, it's in the Parsha of Menachos, correct? So this is real chiddush. Here, lechera, what he's doing is doing the exact opposite. You know, he's violating the sheirish. Correct?
Totally.
Okay. He takes care of it. To continue, I want to just show you what happened over. Now read. What does he do?
Kayotzi bo yivama yavo leha mitzvah. Tomar shachila shira menatos kmo biase yivama.
What's it? Something happened. What's it? Give me that. I need this. What's it? No, you left out one line, which is the important line. Voloshin Sifra. Ototamatiki Hashmua said that it's a mitzvah and compared it to Chalit and Yevom Yod. Oh, that's what he's doing. Look. Voloshin Sifra, because without that, he can't get started. And the Matiki HaShmua, if there's a Kabbalah, they have the right to violate the Shloshim and make it into a mitzvah. It's an amazing thing that happened over here. That's
Did that answer the first question?
Okay, we'll see. One second. You get back to it. Just before you're ready to do it. You see that? I think it's Mamash Otos Napshat. That's what he needs Sifro. Vlosh is Sifro. Matzah Teochel. Mitzvah. Matzus teochel mitzvah. Ota the matiki hashmua said, ota tcha mitzvah. And then the matiki hashmua said, ki yoytzi boy, what? Ki yoytzi boy, yivom yovo leho mitzvah. Why it's compared to yivom? And look what he says, kleima, shachil shoha menochis, kmo bias yivomo, shehi mitzvah zasei, v'lo dovashil shuz bovad. Oto that the the Yevoma Yovoleh is not stam a heter reshus, it's a mitzvah, and the same way the Shorei Menoch is a mitzvah. But this now is offhand puts you in a situation that we're talking about. Because the chere is, the issue is that Shorei Menoch is a reshus.
No, she's a
that's the chere what he's presenting. Shorei Menoch should have been a reshus. Yevoma should have been a reshus. And it compares Shorei Menoch to Achilles Mincha. But no! The issue is that it should have been part of the chelkei of the, right? It should have been part the same way, maybe, Yibum, hello, Yibum Mechalitza. See, I would have told you like this, that Yibum Mechalitza should have been picker, and there should have been two options that it's Yibum or Chalitza. Similarly, and it's still, we have the guy to Matik Yashmur to say that it's a mitzvah. Similarly, over here, that even though it should have been a chelik from Chalki Mincha, or to the Matik Yashmur say that it's a mitzvah.
So, are those words the words of the Sifri Keotibo Yavam
Yavala? Yeah, I think so.
But
that's what he's saying. Klaima, that's what he explains it. What's Kloima? He's explaining his own words. He's explaining the Sifra. Oh, that's the Sifra. It's an amazing thing. From this boy, Dini Mitzazu, Mekoyim Zemnochas. And it's like other mitzvahs that are explained that there is a mitzvah, and there's a Teiru of a mitzvah, and there's the mitzvahs. V'loshen a Teiru hu, she mitzvah zu miyuchedes begvorim, u'omu yisal kozoch b'ne'am yuchlenu. That's it. So he's apologizing, but for I would have said that this is the problem, and he seems to talk about another problem. I'm not sure what's going on here, okay? But you understand that a priori that having a separate mitzvah of Achilles Menachas should be a violation of the Shoresh. Okay, can I continue? Next. Now Peites, okay? Now Peites is an absolutely amazing thing. Hatzivu shenitzavu hakohanim lechol bosa hakadoshim kloima hachatas v'oshem sheheim kodesh hakadoshim v'hu amu yis'ale v'yochol yisra shekupa b'hem. See here, to say a priori that it applies to all kabbonis is mad, okay? Because the mitzvah, the ochel is shekupa b'hem, is only said in chatos and osham. And we have shechita which is in tzofon, which applies to chatos and to osham. Okay, and to Ola, the same Shechita, and that we call a Chelik a Chelke Ateras. Okay, so I would have told you that there's no Kasha, because this Parsha isn't in Miluyim, it's nothing to do with anything, and there's no issue of Teras over here. Okay, Beseda, that's Akubah Makina. We're just getting started here. Okay. Correct? It's what? You okay? You're losing your equilibrium. You want to ask a question before I didn't even give you the chance. I'm sorry.
He drops us and doesn't say what he's doing. It's crazy.
Okay, good to say that, but no. See, the important thing, my job over here is not to give all the answers, but at least to be intellectually honest, to show you what the Rambam is trying to do, and here and there to try to poke holes to see what the issues are in his argument.
Do the Bahag's defenders point these kind of things out? Because this is a tremendous hole in his sheet.
What? Did Bahag what?
Did the Bahag defenders point this out? Like, this is a huge hole in his.
I can't tell you. I don't, you know something? I'm so confused when I'm working through this. You know, this hole, I'm not finishing. I want to show you what he does.
See, you could say, I'm gonna show you, that maybe he's trying to, you see, if you take the second approach, you don't need kol hakorbanos, okay? But it's not mentioned, okay? It's not mentioned, it was mentioned separate mitzvah, nothing to do with anything, okay? So, the Ochos Kupa, separate mitzvah, okay. Now, so I don't know what he wants in the Sifuah. Minayin Shechilis Kapol, the Ochlois and Shekupa Behen, unless he's trying to tell you that Minayin Shechilis Kachim, Makapol al Kol Yisrael, Tamloimo, the Ato, Nasata Lachem, Lose Zavuim, how Eda Lachap Aleim, Livne Hashem, okay, Zakon Ochlim, Yisrael Miskapim. The Ochlois and Mashekupa Behen. Okay, maybe that's trying to explain the post, I don't know. Umitnai mitzvah zu shachila zu shehi mitzvah einu elo liyom v'laylo at chatzais. I don't know why he mentioned at chatzais. It's not a tayin mitzvah. It's a drabon. I don't know why what the chatzais comes in. The achre kein teose achila oisachat lo osham ein achila sa mitzvah ele bizman amugbo. Oboruhu shegam mitzvah zu miuchedes zichekuno. Gam, we be gam mitzvah, just like Menachos, correct? Achilles Shurim, hello? Okay, just like Achilles Shurim, good. The Eno Choyvel and Noshim. What do you mean Eno Choyvel and Noshim? Noshim are not allowed to eat it. Lefi Shekot Shekotchi, Mashiach, Bohem, Nema, Posek Zeh, Eno Noshim Ochim Noiso. Okay. Avol Shara Kadoshim. Now, okay. Until this point, you know, okay. Now, we're introducing other kachim, okay? Avol shah hakadoshim, kloima kachim kalim, hari elu ne'echolim, v'shnei yomim v'lai le'echol. Chutz mitoyda ve'el nozir, sheheim laila v'yoyim v'laila, at chatzais. Afa pi sheheim kachim kalim. V'gam anoshim oichlis kachim kalim, elu. Okay? So until this point, we have no clue why it starts going to a discussion about this man and this man, his one has this man, because the whole discussion is really only about Kochi Kochim. And there's Tila just like he's a complete diversion. Then he says a line now. Okay, let's continue. This is a very important line. And he says, V'gam achilosom, V'gam achilosom, Nigreres le mitzvah. He has a new term. Nigreres le mitzvah. A new Arabic term, okay? Nigreres le mitzvah. Okay, I'm just going to not get Spain from the Arabic, but it's a new term, okay? And we'll talk about it with that, okay? Nigreres le mitzvah. V'chein gam ha-tchumo achiloso nigreres le mitzvah. So tchumo is a mitzvah achilo, and it's nigreres. And Kochim Kalim. Correct? Continue. Elo She'ein Achilos Kochim Kalim Mutrumo Kmo Achilos Bosa Chatas V'Yoshom. Lefish Achilos Bosa Chatas V'Yoshom Nishlemis Bo Kapolo Amiskape Kmo Shebi'anu. So you can talk about the pasuk, the ochlu isama shekupa bohem. Okay. See, even the Torah, you could say ochlu is. You could have said ochlu isama shekupa bohem is just a sipur dvorim. You could say it's a tzivui of a lishah because it's part of miluyim, and he's making it tzivui the deiris. But the pasuk says ashekupa bohem, so it's only chatas and oshem. The way he presents it at the beginning of the shirish. Okay. Yeah, even though I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Miluyim were only Chatas, it wasn't Osham, but for some reasons, they were portioned that you could have any Achila which is Machapah. And Osham was also Machapah. That's what it seems. Okay?
So it means that in the Miluyim, the Kohanim were the ones who were getting Kapoor, but in the regular Chatas,
I don't know what I know. It could be anyone also. It could be the same thing there also. It's probably so. I assume. It could be yes. Check it out. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm not getting involved in that, but that's
it's very clear over here, you know, if what you say is correct, you have the Sifra, it makes a lot more sense that he's quoting the Sifra. Whatever he's quoting the Sifra, whatever it is, Lamais Lederis, it applies to Christ. Say it. Okay? Elishain Achilles Kochim Kal Mutrumo, Kmo Achilles Bosachat is Washo. Lefish Achilles Bosachat is Washo, Nishlemish Bokapos Miskapa, Kmo should be Alno. Ubehen nemo atzivui al achilo, or that the tzivui and the kapor of Bnei Yisrael go hand in hand. Mashaloi nemo loy bekochim kalim, v'loy bishlomim, v'loy bitrumo. There's no kapor at achilas kochim kalim. There's no kapor in truma. Okay, let's assume for a moment that he's talking about achilas kohanim even by kochim kalim. But it's not a chil that has kapor. It's like chaz v'shoik, or a tumas lachmei teda, wherever. Okay, we'll see. Ubohen nemo atziv shel achil. Okay. Ma sheloi nemo lo bekochen kal lo betruma. Ulefikachim nigrorim achreim. So the ulefikachim nigrorim, or the fikach is the best you could say is nigrorim achreim, because it couldn't be the mitzvah itself. Because you can't say ve'ochlus ha'shikubu behen, correct? Lefikach l'chayr is not an explanation of why it is in the mitzvah, but the fikach is that the maximum it could be is nigrorim, correct? Ve'ochlum osa mitzvah. Nigrorim osa mitzvah. I don't know what osa mitzvah is, a new term. I don't know, kim, it's different than kim, it's osa mitzvah. Now listen to what he does. We're not finished yet. It's only the beginning. There's another few lines that just, you know, make it even more interesting. Okay? Now, look at this now. So the question is, how do you know this? Without some type of matike shmur to tell you this, why would you assume a priori that achilas kochim kalim and truma is nigreis la mitzvah from Yochos Shekup Behen, before there's no kapor, correct? Losh Sifro, Avoidis Maton Etenis Kunaschem, Laaseis Achilas Kochim, Bigvulim, Ke Avoidis Mikdosh, Vavoidis Mikdosh, Bimikdosh. It means Achilas. No, talking about the Parshat Truma. Ma avoidas mikdosh b'mikdosh mikadosh yodov v'yachakach oived af achilas kochim that the kochim b'trumo mikadosh yodov v'yachakach oichel ukvar nizboi dini mitzvah zu v'kam mekoyim ez mizvochim. The second part of this sifra is certainly the rabbonim. The Tilus Yadayim Petruma is only the Rabbonim. So the Rambam does an amazing. You have to understand, I just want to tell you how weak this is, okay? The Rambam uses the fact that it calls Avodas Matana on Truma and calls it Avoda, it there must be a Kiyum of Nigreus of Ochol Hashem, Ochol Es Meshkupu Behem, which is a fine stretch of the imagination, but you can imagine it. You know, there's no connection in the Sifra between Achilas Truma and V'ochol Es Meshkupu Behem. It's only just telling you that it's like Aveda. So the Ram says that even though the discussion about Kiddush Yadayim V'Aglayim or the Tilus Yadayim before the Achilas Truma is only, you know, only the Rabbonim, it's not serious. Etzim, the Etzim comparison is a deraisa, and we can derive from that there's a mitzvah machila. And it's nigreres, so where could it be? We have to find an address. So where could it be? And the Rambam decided that's v'ochol es meshkupu behem. And then the Rambam says, it's only kohanim. If, and I think in Mishnah Torah it's very clear that it's that, okay? So he says like this, if there's avodas matana in truma, which is kocher gvul,
So kal v'chaymo, the same thing should be true by kochim kalim from chazav v'shoik and v'kike and the trumas lachmei teda. So he has no proof, you see, about kochim kalim, and he quotes kochim kalim. He starts and then he throws in truma. And he says both together in the ground of Israel. The only proof that he has is only by Truma. Okay. Therefore, that since we have this strange thing that is the greatest the mitzvah, and the mitzvah applies to Shlomim, then, and to Teda, even doesn't apply to Oila. But Oila, you can say, doesn't have to apply because there's no Achila anyway. So, you know, that's not a problem, okay? And might apply. Why not? Even the Dreisa might apply to Chatas Oif. Okay. So even though it doesn't apply to Menachos, it's called a Kochim. So the question is, can we say it's called a Kochim for the Shtikl Torah from the Greges Acha Mitzvah? And what happens is, Rabbi Yisai, that this Negreres is very different from the Michlal that the Rambam has. So we said, for example, that because the Rambam says that you apply Mechlal for Tuchasha Ba'almu. Remember, he applied it from, even though it's a Dreisa Dika Drasha, from Loises Gaida Du Agudas Agudas in Memhei, Loises Memhei, or by V'samachta Mechagecha, that he has the other types of Simcha, not Bosa Kochim. So you have to know what you're dealing with. So he's Mechadish, and Egreres Acha Mitzvah is enough to make it in Chol HaKochim, and that's what he has. So the question is, what happened over here? Is it important Chol HaKobonis, or maybe it's not important B'chal? Okay. Now I can go on and go through each one of them and explain to you the nuances of the arguments, but I think that important for us is to understand that they're two different approaches, and you know, the question, what's the Rambam talking about here? Okay. So let's go further. Okay, now, here, I made a new paragraph, okay? In Rav Chaim Heller, it's Vuhu Mavur. But I think in Kapach, it's Bor, Bain or something like that, right? Or Bainhau. I'm sorry. Doesn't it say? After you finish this whole discussion, we went through, if you want to go through each one, I went through each one anyway. He says, "Avot tzivuyim kolim kol korban k'moshin ivaya b'mnoisayisam." He's going to explain them, right? Ki heim eimehem echod chelik ki heim. Look what he does. See, let me even go back before I go to this. Shekol echod me'elu atzivuyim he mitzvah ne'atzmo ki heim eimehem gam echod mechelik me'melechus korban miyuchod. So he's saying two statements. The question is, which is the important statement? She'ein b'hem gam echod chelik n'melechus kol miyuchod. It's not b'chal v'teiras at all. Or avot tzivuyim kol korban. What's the important thing over here? You see, the first, now if you look at carefully, isn't there two arguments going on? This is basically what I was doing. These are the two arguments, no? Ki heim eimehem gam echod mechelek chelek memeleches kol miyuchod. It's not. None of them are, okay? Because you can say the tomim, they're just the terrorists talking about tomim. It's not the mitzaseh of tomim. Mitzaseh of tomim is seva parasha. And maybe melicha by mincha is melicha by mincha in the parasha. But the discussion of melicha, it's nothing to do with the teiras of anything. So any one of these is not part of the teiras. So therefore it's a separate mitzvah. But then he goes into overkill. So which one is it? Correct? There are two different arguments here, correct? Am I missing it? Ki heim eimehem echod chilek mimaleches korba miyuchad. Okay. Aval tzivuyin kolin kol korba. So what's the important thing? Okay. Now let's go to the next line. Okay. Are we okay? Can I go ahead? Sorry, I'm just, you know, some of you look like you a little bit, you know, you lost the equilibrium, but, you know. I don't think I presented something that's not here. Now, Vuhumavua, what's the translation? Bo, right? Yeah. Bo, who I think what's happening is a new statement. Okay? That's why I made a new paragraph over here.
You did too.
Okay, good. Okay. Ki heyois hakoyin lokeach mashiesh lo lokachas. Who chelik mechelke a mitzvah, kumoshe zochanu, the oho olo, correct? Vchein, gam kein, reishes hagez, klal ha mitzvah, he, klal ha mitzvah, what's klal ha mitzvah, what do you have there? Klala mitzvah, but klala mitzvah means the conglomerate. You're talking about the two parts and the conglomerate. What is it? What is it? Klala mitzvah hi shenoitzi reishis hagez v'nesnuhu l'koyim hafrosha and nesina. Okay? So the two parts are not two separate mitzvahs, but they're one mitzvah. The same way, okay, the chelik of the kohen, the netzina l'kohen, is not in the olah, the olah is not a separate mitzvah. Marataris olah in the reish hagez, the afrosh and the netzina is also one mitzvah. It's not a separate thing. Okay, we'll see about the problems of this. Okay, I just want to read the words. Correct. Ukemoi, ukemochein, maiserishon, unisanuhu, nisanuhu lelevi, the hafrosha, he didn't talk, oh, ukemochein chenoitzi maiserishon, vinasnuhu lelevi, the hafrosha, and the nesina are not two separate mitzvahs, but it's one, correct? Ukvato beze at shemonu matnes kuhuna ho arbo vi esrim matonois vi arbo vi esrim mitzvahs. Okay. I did not find in the Bahag, at least, I found some of them, but there should have been in the Choftal matnes kuhuna, should be 24 mitzvahs, minyan mitzvahs. I did not find it. Okay, that's just an aside. We can go over, we'll see. I just want to read, just to give you just a clear picture of what we're talking about, and we'll move ahead, okay?
How many would the Rambam count from 24?
What?
How many does the Rambam count from the 24? It's not all one, is it?
What? He doesn't count any of them.
He doesn't count any of them.
A separate thing. They're part of whatever it is. Okay, correct? See, look at this. You see, you have to look at the next words. Achar menoisom ksatz amitzos she'isen amatonis chelik mehen. You cannot count at the same time the matnas kuhuna shebo if it's only a chelik of another mitzvah, count that mitzvah and count this. His argument is the doubling, the same way he had, the argument about parshas, if you remember, right? You can't count the parsha, or you can't count this, you can't count that. It's the double, the lack of any order or any organization. You can't count, right? The overarching mitzvah, together with a chelik shebo. Okay? So you understand yourself that the chelik over here doesn't have to be a maisa, doesn't have to be anything. Mm-hmm. It's just any mitzvah that has parts to it, correct? We have to know what the difference between these parts and the parts in the other Shua Shema, but it's not unless you talk about there's a seder, there's a maisa, there's a hafkosha, and there's an asina. There's two parts, okay? The seder, we'll see, okay? The same way he compares it to chalitza, there's two parts to it, okay? Okay, now. Kmo shebialnu bi'oho ola v'choza v'shoik mishlamim. Choza v'shoik mishlamim is also a matanas kuna. Okay?
It's a circular line.
Is it a separate mitzvah? It's part of the Teres HaShlamim. So he uses this not only as a way, we'll see later, to make the four mitzvahs into the four categories, okay? But he uses this also to deal with Chavdalet Matnas Kuhuna. And he introduces this here now, okay? Even before he discusses Menoches, okay? The Teres HaMenot Mincha, correct? Correct. So that might give you a clue that Kol Kavanos might not include Mincha, as it doesn't in the Akdama, okay? But it's also because the proof over here rests on the Oho Oilo and the Chaz of the Sheikh Shlomim. So he's talking about the Matnas Kuhuna Shebo. Okay? Correct? Now. One second. Okay. What the hell? Be cool. Okay, we say. Okay. 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 Yeah. I just wanted to show you something here. Esne al matonis nitl kohanim. Just reading the Ram just to get the list. In Perik Alv Bikuri Malach Alv Gimel and Dalad. Bekulim mefurashim batera. So if mefurashim batera, could have been a minyan mitzvah, correct? Shemone matnes matonis mehem ein oichlin oisa makohanim ala mikdash. Bechomish matnes ein zirichim ala matera, bechulim bechulim, bechomish matonis zirichim ben bechutla, bechulim bechulim. Okay? Now, b'mikdash, ma hein ha-shmone shein nechal ala mikdash, bosa chatos, echot, chatos oif, ויחד את בהמו, ובוס האושר, בין תולוי, בין ועדה, וכן זבחי שלמי ציבו, ומויס האוימה, ושור המנוחס. אוקיי? Okay. ושור המנוחס, אוקיי? Okay. But this has nothing to do with anything, okay? They're two different issues, you shouldn't confuse it, okay? ושור המנוחס, over here, it counts a mitzvah, doesn't it? But they're two different shorim menachos. The shorim menachos, the schias kohen, as ki'ilu, he's a bailim for the shulchan gavoya, that it's a matana for him for achila, and the maisa achila as a mitzvah are two separate issues. Okay? The discussion over here is not talking about the maisa achila. The discussion over here is the choftal matnas kohen, not the schias kohen. Okay, correct? And the Schias Kayin is not a mitzvah. Even by Menachos, and even by Chatos, Oshom, and, right, correct? Correct. So it's not a mitzvah. So that is what we have, okay? Correct? Correct? Let's go back. Just understood the words, right? So, just to whet your appetite, let's get going over here. Okay, good. But there's a difference you have to understand between he's comparing the Chaz of a Sheik, right, and the Oho Oilo to the Reish Sagez and to the Levi and the Afrosha, correct? 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 But it's very different, okay? Because the Chaz of a Sheik, the Chaz of a Sheik, it's not that there's a Nesina, it's Mishulchan Gevoya Kozocha. And the Oilo is a Matana from the Mishma. It's not a Nesina. Over here, there's a Nesina with a Tevis Hano and whatever it is, but you're talking about Lemaisa the Schiz Kayin. If you told me the Schiz Kayin, the Chavtal Matanois, it's what they get. So they get this. The question is that a mitzvah per se? So then maybe you can compare the two. Okay. Now, okay. So Boro, Ke Yoisa Kayin Lokeach, Mashiach Lokachas. So, it's an amazing thing. What's in the Sina? If I were to ask you, what's in the Sina of Reish Sages to the Kohen? I present it to him, right? That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the fact that he's Zeche in it. Because otherwise, if the fact that he's Zeche in it would not be the mitzvah, then it's not chelke mech. How can you talk about the choftal matnas kahuna that it's chelik mechelke a mitzvah? Why is it a chelik of the mitzvah? Okay, so then the tshuva rishonim, which the Rashba quotes, and the tshuva Rashba to one of the Friedniker about why you don't make a bracha on sinas matonis lekayin, because he may not accept it. It's not stam, because the mitzvah is not a maisa nesina. The mitzvah is nesina, which has when it's chias kain. And without chias kain, you have nothing. Okay? And that's an important thing. Okay? Now, I'm just going to start with this, and we're not going. The question is, I understand by maisa rishon with this tevel. So there's something called the Afrosha. But what does it mean by Reishis Hagez that the Ram says there's a chilek, there are two chalokim over here. Shenoitzi Reishis Hagez v'nosnuhu l'keihein. There's a Afrosha and there's a Kri Hashem. Something's going on over here. Menchas Chinuch, we'll see, is not talking about this. He just claims, you know, there's nothing going on. Question, does Ram have this in Mishneh Torah? And what is this? That's another issue which we have to deal with, okay? Okay. And that, the Mitzvah Hashem, we'll pick up the Mitzvah Hashem next week, believe it or not. And that's what we have, correct?